I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Try this. Go ahead and do an internet search for spring allergies, and you'll see a ton of articles with the same headline. This spring could be the worst allergy season ever. That's right. If you have allergies, you may have been suffering for the past month or so. Here's what's going on. According to a number of experts, this spring came sooner than usual, and trees flowered early in 2013, this following a mild fall that ended later than normal. Ton of precipitation, and of course, this is a perfect storm for spore formation. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America ranked these cities as allergy capitals: Jackson, Mississippi, Knoxville and Chattanooga, Tennessee, McAllen, Texas, and Louisville, Kentucky. If you need help, over-the-counter antihistamines can be very effective. There are a number to choose from, and they're really quite good. Until rather recently, they were all only available by prescription other than, say, Benadryl. Saline nasal sprays can keep the nose moist and flush out invaders, potentially. But real serious misery will require a doctor's visit, such as if you have shortness of breath or triggered asthma, or watch out for a bacterial superinfection in the sinuses. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. Don't miss my next report at 1:13.